Well, it's officially cold in Texas. For those of you that are wondering, it's 40 degrees out, but it's kind of funny. But yeah, brr, it's chilly. I wanted to follow up on yesterday's talk. I failed to make a very important correlation that just slipped my mind, I guess. We were talking about the Federal Reserve in 1913, the progressive income tax in 1913. And then the fall into World War I and World War II. It's very important to note that the Federal Reserve, the progressive income tax, and World War II especially were essential in deconstructing the Western world and the family unit. By destroying our buying power and injecting women into the workforce, it destroyed and displaced the gender roles, which are all foundational to the establishment of globalism. It also glorified death and the modern day abortion culture we live in. And I know when many people hear that, they're like, wow, that's a stretch, but just think about it. The nail in the coffin was the decoupling from the gold standard and replacing it with the petrodollar. You'll see that more clearly when we decouple from the petrodollar to some type of central bank digital currency. Because once again, history's rhyming. And this is why it's imperative to develop a parallel monetary system. To understand more on this, read the book, How Privatized Banking Really Works. I'll leave a link in the description. Someone quite literally just suggested a book club. So welcome to the book club. We'll start with How Privatized Banking Really Works. Because if you don't understand the problem, the solution doesn't matter. Lastly, I guess, I've been meditating on a verse probably for about 3 or 4, maybe 5 months. And that is in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. We hear a lot of people talk about this passage. But in the last several months, it's developed a very new meaning or application for me. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. And many people always want to equate that to a country or land. And in a larger way, I guess you could. But God is eternal. And he wrote that for all of his people who are called by his name. And that's true for us. If you are a new creature, if you're one of God's people that are called by his name, and I look at it on much more of a personal level. And it's kind of funny too, because I've always referred to my family, my wife and children, I've always referred to them as my people. And when I'm counting my blessings in the morning, I always say, I love my people. Or if my wife, like, texts me and keeps me updated on the goings on of the day, she's teaching and training the next generation, I'll always look at it and read it, or look at the pictures, and I always say, I love my people. And the funny thing was, is I was doing that, and I just so happened to read this verse. And I'm like, that's what this verse is talking about, my people. And this kind of points to a parallel society as well, but for my family, if my people, which are called by my name, to humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Notice how those are all requirements. They're just separated by a comma. You can't exclude any of those parts. Then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. What a great and awesome and precious promise. That's not for us. And it's real easy to get caught up in the talking points. For instance, America can never be great again if it can at least be good. If America can't be good, it certainly can't be great. That is hopium propaganda. But the beauty of that is it's completely unnecessary. Because I have a people. And if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves Now, look, I'm not saying that I'm God, but I'm just looking at this verse personally. And if you think about that, it has incredible meaning. And I'm not trying to make it say more or less than what it actually says, but it just struck me and encouraged me. And as a father, as a leader, as a man, it's so critically important as a leader. And it does bring encouragement and a completely new meaning to even the idea. Just something to think about. It's good to think. That's why God gave you a brain. Have a blessed day.